Well, let's get more on this now. On the line is the Motor Trade Association's Advocacy and Strategy Manager, Greg Epps. Kia ora, Greg.
Morning, Susie.
Does this go far enough, this new scheme?
The scheme itself, no, probably not. We think the support levels are not enough for the average family. You're looking at bringing probably some of the lower-priced new EVs down to around 40,000, and that's, I think, still outside the realms for a lot of Kiwis.
Yeah, it's still a lot of money for a car, and that would be, I mean, obviously you get the largest rebate if you buy a new car, which I guess is then that's a price that you're having to reach for the skies for anyway.
Yeah, and I think, you know, where the gaps are in a lot of the thinking here is that there's been this focus on the imports, but there's not been enough of a focus on what's actually on the road at the moment or how we're going to clear out room in our very old fleet to bring these new cars in.
What would have been a better place to land in terms of rebates if this was the way to go?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. It is a lot. It's big numbers. You know, we look overseas and in the UK, the rebates, while the dollar values turn out the same, it's proportion. The UK had a rebate up to 35%. Well, if you were going to do 35%, here in New Zealand, you're looking at a rebate around $15,000 or $16,000.
Is there also a level of hesitancy, do you think, about imported used EVs, about how long those batteries might last?
Yeah, I mean, we're still in the early stages here. You know, the Climate Change Commission keeps talking about 20-year timeframes for vehicles, and that's too long. We're already seeing with EVs that reaching about the 10-year stage that their batteries are not working as well as new. And people are just looking at that and saying, but if I have a 10-year-old ICE car, it'll keep going for me. Why the difference? And so we need to try and get over that.
Should the scheme have included hybrids?
Oh, absolutely. The Climate Change Commission itself, in its final advice just the other week, recognised the low supply of EVs and said, you know, we have to look at conventional hybrids as a transitional vehicle, and that's something that we've been calling for as well. So it's quite disappointing that it wasn't included in this initial early stage of discounts. And if you look at the NZTA website, there's actually no definitive statement that hybrids will be given credits or discounts from 1 January. It says they might be included.
What might this do to the market? If people selling EVs know that people are going to get the rebates, will that mean the prices go up?
Well, yeah, we certainly think that in the auction houses in Japan and the places overseas where we're sourcing, they will look at this and say, okay, well, you are looking for this, but it's not just them looking at our rebate. It is the international competition. We are competing with dozens and dozens of other countries for vehicles, and you know, everyone, you know, your G7 stories this morning show that, you know, every country in the world is looking to put in place policies to get us to net zero, and so we're all going to be squeezing the same sources for these vehicles.
How popular are they likely to become in the short term? Because in cities, I guess it's okay, there are quite a lot of charging stations available. But if there are a lot more EVs on the roads, we're going to need an awful lot more by way of charging infrastructure.
Yeah. And so the government has announced more support for charging, and that's really good because, you know, the thing that people need is the comfort that they can take a vehicle out and that it can be re-energized, refueled, you know, if not as quickly as we can do with a liquid fuel vehicle, then certainly a lot faster. And that means that even the existing network that is there will need to be upgraded to higher speed charging.
Ngamihi, thank you very much. Greg Epps there from the Motor Trade Association.